got a great show lined up for y'all today. At the 8 o'clock hour, John J. Harper will be in with Romy talking about the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. 9 o'clock, we're going to go open lines and take any of the calls or questions you have about any of the projects you're trying to get done around your property. And at 10 o'clock, we've got the window experts from Pella coming in, talking about the science of windows at your house. And that'll be a great in-detail conversation about what a window can and cannot do. So y'all stay tuned for all of that. So, you don't like my idea of collecting this information.
I didn't say that. I just said I think the homeowners would like to know more about what you're going to do with the information. What is the purpose and how much I need to tell you?
There's no money at the end of the rainbow of this venture.
So no class action suit or something?
Nope, because there was no one perpetrator that came in and did enough of this type of activity that we could form a class action suit.
So are you going forward and trying to protect in the future?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to avoid this happening in the past. I can't tell y'all how many homes I'm in every single week where I'm out looking at projects people want to get done, and they're purchased a flipped home, and I can tell from the minute I walk on the property whether it was done to code or not, or whether there was a permit pulled. And I'm having to address these people and say, look, before we can even get a permit for what you want to do over here, we got to get all this up to code. We got to get the city over here and inspect this. And, oh, while they're here, they're probably going to request $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 worth of corrective work before we can even start talking about the project you called me out here to look at. It is so rampant. I talked to someone the other day, and they said, Rosie, I will tell you, in my opinion, over 90% of the homes that were flipped were done without a permit, without licensed contractors. I think that's a little high, but he was pretty emphatic, and he was in a position that he would know.
So you're going to collect the information.
We want to collect the information right
just
now.
Just email it, info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Today we'll set it up as info@rosieonthehouse.com. In the topic line, put flipped. And if you have bought a home and you've been victimized by the poor workmanship, the work that was done without a permit or not to code, we'd like to know. What we're trying to assemble is the data that would help us identify a pattern or the serial violator. We've identified one out-of-state investor that had about 50 of these homes, bought them at the bottom, 2010, 2011, extremely brilliant, brave, courageous act. But then he hired, unemployed people to do the work. None of it was permanent. None of it's to code. And we just want to put some protections in place in the future that we can stop this from happening.
Okay.
If you're listening last segment and you just happen to want to attend a Suns game, we have tickets to the Trailblazers Monday night, March 12th, 6 o'clock game. Two tickets with a parking pass. Good seats, sections 103, row 17, seats 5 and 6. Text to 411-923, the largest scale earthquake that the Sonoran Desert has received.
If you were listening, you'll know the answer.
All right. There you go.
Sounds like the Suns are on a roll now, too.
Well, speaking of basketball, I guess last night's game was a pretty special event.
Mr. Al McCoy was very honored.
He was put up. Now he's a member of the Ring of Fire. And I guess they rolled out a gift grand piano. Is that what happened?
That's what I read just this morning. Heard about it this morning, and I guess it was a pretty special moment. Everybody that was there said that he played a little bit for them, and they rolled it out, and Charles Barkley was there, and some other big-name players came back to honor him, so I guess it was pretty special.
Well, I've heard Al play. He is a great piano player.
That is one of those things I wish I knew how to do. You know, I can read the music, so I can play chopsticks, and that's about it.
And I have to admit, I don't follow basketball much, but the Suns winning last night was a bit of a surprise. I guess we were playing a good team.
Well, you've got Russell Westbrook, who comes from Oklahoma City, and he has broken the record for the number of triple-doubles in a season, and he has just been on a tear. And last night, I actually checked in the game at the beginning, and he was flying all over the court, and it looked like, oh, no. And then they came and won, so pretty special.
The Suns brought it back to win just for Big Al.
That's pretty special. And he's got that great saying, Shazam!
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I think it's trademarked. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I don't want to get us in trouble.
Take it back.
You don't want Al knocking on your door. But Al McCoy is just a great guy. It's wonderful that they were able to honor him in that way. All right, folks, we've got the home show going on this weekend. We've got Rosie on the House going till 11 o'clock this morning. We're here to be able to take your calls. Like I say, John Jay's coming in. He's actually in studio already. Romeo will be moving over to the big mic over there and taking the calls. If you'd like to get on and get on early, which makes a lot of sense because the calls do load up, you can ring us toll-free at 1-888-767-4348. Get in queue. Let us find out who you are, what questions you want to ask, and we'll just put you on hold. You'll be able to go fix yourself one more fresh cup of coffee and sit down, and we'll cover the opening segment, which I think has to do a little bit about weeds and tomatoes. Get those tomato plants started, and let's protect ourselves from the weed burst that we're going to see here. If you haven't already seen it, it's coming. So, 9 o'clock will be open hour, and 10 o'clock will be windows with Pella, talking about the science of windows and doors at your house. I've said it for a long, long time. A lot of people spend a lot of money in insulation, and they ignore their doors and windows. And that's the wrong way to build a home or a house or a hot cabin or a castle.